I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Number one song on my iPod, Taylor Swift, Love Story. I love Taylor Swift. I'm the biggest Taylor Swift fan.
Taylor's awesome. I love her. She's amazing.
Oh, I'm talking into the mic. And I'm standing up.
Ah!
I never do that.
You're only standing up because you haven't sat down yet. That's pretty deep. It's not deep at all.
No, I like it. It's like, that Saturday Night Live skit. Deep Thoughts by Lacey G. Bishop. Am I allowed to say your full name? Is that loud?
I guess maybe it's confusing because on Facebook I have Lacey G. Bishop. So, like, Heaven tries to call me that. And I'm like, sweetie, I don't call you by your first, middle, and last name.
Yeah.
You don't need to call me that. But I only have it up because that's what I've always gone by, was Lacey G for radio. And then, like, if old friends want to find me.
Well, but yeah, same with me. But y'all never knew me as Amy Dewey. But that's what it says on my Facebook.
Yeah. But I get the full name treatment. I don't feel like you get Amy Dewey Nichols.
I don't. I get any Nichols.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She is little girl. I didn't write anything down. I was going to try to wing it, and I'm not good at this at all. She's my Swiftness gift 10 months later and my forever partner. I'm so sorry.
Hey, you recovered. It was a rough start there, but you definitely recovered.
P.S. I'm also sitting now.
It has taken years and a Taylor Swift concert to get this girl to finally sleep with me. We have a girl date plan that isn't going to end because she's coming home with me. That girl is going to snuggle with me after doing intoxicated yoga in my Brook linen sheets. Her name is
Amy Nichols. I am so excited.
I'm excited too. I can't believe it because I always throw it out there that we have an extra bedroom because, I mean, we're going to be going out all night. It's expensive to Uber. Jeremy's going to be dropping us off and picking us up from the concert. But I didn't want you to have to worry about going home because we live 40 minutes apart.
I know.
And so that's either an expensive Uber ride, a sober night, which takes away from all of it. Yeah. And I always invite people to stay the night. And Jeremy's like, that's kind of weird.
Well, I don't think it's real weird. I mean, maybe... Maybe if it was like me and Josh, that'd be I don't know.
I've invited both of y'all to stay the night.
We haven't taken up on the offer.
So I'm just so surprised that you're finally staying the night at my house. But for me, I go and I crash at friends' house sometimes, and it's not that big of a deal. I am a grown-ass adult, and I love having sleepovers. There's no shame in that.
I wonder, like, do I need to wear, like, matching PJs?
We can. We can get matching PJs. So, we are celebrating Taylor Swift all day, every day, but especially hardcore this week because the concert is this weekend.
Yes.
I am so excited.
Just a few more sleeps and we are there.
Ah, I'm so excited. I told my mother-in-law that we were going and she's like, the stuff you got for Christmas? Y'all are just now going? Man, that was a long time ago. I'm like, yeah, I know, but it's so well worth it. So, we're very Taylor Swift heavy in the office because a lot of us are going. Anna's going with her boyfriend, Ryan. Nick and his wife is going. Kelly and her whole crew is going.
Yep.
I think they're bringing at least both the girls. I don't know if they're bringing boys, too. I can't remember.
I don't know.
But she's packing up the kids and going with Alan. I'm assuming Alan's going. So we're all excited. But this isn't the first time we've gone to Taylor Swift. 3 years ago. Was it 3 years ago?
I think so.
Okay.
I have to go back on my Instagram.
I wrote it down. But anyway, I think
That's how I keep time.
Same thing. 3 years ago, we had a controversy here in the office because Nick thought, I'm not a deserving fan to be able to go to Taylor Swift. Here's what happened.
Nick is one of our producers, and he also does all the cool voices for us. Listen to that bassy voice he has.
Hi.
Look at that. And Lacey used to do our phone screening, so used to talk to her on the phone. Now she does production.
Good morning.
Well, there's two people here that got a promotion.
Yeah.
You know, because normally people don't. Yeah.
Wait, how could someone be upset with Lacey?
Well, Lacey.
I know.
Ever.
Well,
she may have double-crossed the person she goes to the bathroom with every single day.
Or is it just jealousy? Did I do something wrong, or is it just actual jealousy?
Okay. Oh. Nick, please state your case.
Okay, there's definitely jealousy involved, because Lacey is going to the Taylor Swift concert this weekend.
Congratulations.
Yay,
she has,
Lacey.
She has great seats. How close are your seats?
3 rows from the front. Yes, I'm bragging.
Whoa. Wow.
Great seats.
Who got you those?
My husband bought them for me for Christmas, so I'm finally just now getting to go. He got them. Of course, he wasn't on Ticketmaster whenever the tickets went on sale. He got them after the fact.
So he paid through
So he shelled out some money for me to go to Taylor Swift.
Wait. Okay. Third row?
Third row.
Oh, good my God.
Wow. And whenever he gave them to me, he said, well, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I'm not going to go with you. So I immediately said, let me call my girlfriend. I'm going to call her and tell her that she's going. He goes, oh, well, she already knew about it. So he actually told my girlfriend before he told me.
Oh, okay.
And she's the one who's going. She's flying in from out of town to come with me to Taylor Swift.
So what's the drama, Nick?
The drama is Lacey's going to this great show. I can't get tickets for it. My wife and I are huge fans. Taylor's my free pass.
Nick,
so I really want to go. Pre-order 1989. Got the deluxe edition with bonus songs.
Bro!
Yeah. Love it.
Lacey, what are the bonus songs?
I don't know. Nick actually shared the album with me whenever he got it. He was so super excited about it. He shared the album with me.
Okay, cool.
And Lacey, really why don't you know about those songs? Because she has never listened to her new album. She knows zero songs from the new Taylor Swift.
I do not know zero songs. I know zero songs that have not been played on the radio. But that's going to be a pleasant surprise whenever I go. She's got a beautiful voice. She's going to sing these songs. It's going to be the first time I get to experience in person, 3 rows from the front.
So what's the issue? You're upset because
she's taking tickets from the real fans, Jenna.
She is.
And
my God.
The real fans that have waited
for
long. Now I can't get tickets from them because they're all sold out. Even
you could still pay for them if you wanted to.
That's what her husband.
I know.
And then there's the Amy issue.
Correct.
Amy is my best work friend. She's my potty partner in crime. We do everything together. I love her so very much. She would have been number two had my husband have not already invited my girlfriend.
Yeah.
But in all actuality, I would have invited that girlfriend anyway. That's the one that I said immediately. I was like, let me call her. And he said, well, I already did. So...
Ouch. Hearing that back is a little painful.
Is my work...
That said work friend?
Work friend.
At that time, I don't know why, I was so into labeling our relationship. Because even on Instagram, I'd be like, my adventure buddy.
I
labeled you so hardcore. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But...
That's okay.
It was funny because... Nick is trying to call me out for this controversy because I'm not a deserving Taylor Swift fan. And the whole time they're like, but isn't she backstabbing Amy? Like, you had nothing to do with this, but they kept bringing you up because they're like, well, but why aren't you bringing Amy? Like, this is so confusing to me. Well, and then what? I'm sorry.
Nothing. It's fine. I mean, I understand. I understood then. I understand now. I didn't really have a problem with it.
But then things got even worse whenever Big Al tried to fix the situation.
Nick got married. When did you get married, Nick?
Almost 4 years ago.
Do you remember what I got you for your wedding gift?
Nothing.
You did not give me anything. You did show up, though, so that was nice. You wore a nice velvet, purple velvet jacket.
Yes, was blue.
You didn't get him anything?
Al doesn't know. He's a single. He was single at the time.
He knows.
Kelly got me a cool wicker basket that we put blankets in.
I didn't get a gift.
I know you have 2 years.
Did my wife get us a...
Sorry.
I was on CP time, so I said,
I went to
what?
Their registry and ordered from their registry.
Well, okay. I was waiting for just the right gift. So I went online to StubHub, and I bought Nick 2 tickets to go see Taylor Swift on Saturday.
What? No, you did not.
No, you didn't.
I knew. As soon as he said that,
didn't.
I knew that's... Because I know how you are.
Now, remember, Nick, this is a segment where Al screwed up. So,
oh, my God.
I mean, first off, I don't know how this... Yeah, I'm not getting too excited because what you just said. But thank you for the thought.
And I'm going to be honest, Nick... these aren't like great seats. I mean,
okay.
I can afford it. I'm just be honest.
Yeah, they're so expensive.
Mine are better.
And then I realized the first question that I asked Nick this morning, what are you doing this weekend? He goes, well, I got such a great weekend planned. I'm going to see Alabama and Texas A&M down in College Station.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also a very expensive ticket.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So, Nick, well, I mean, it's up to you what you want to do, but.
Oh, my gosh.
So, look after.
Why is everybody outside?
The studio.
Oh, my gosh. So our entire staff is outside
Elena,
the window
Amy,
of the studio.
Intern Justin.
Okay.
That's
crazy.
So, after the segment, I go to the bathroom with my bathroom buddy, Amy, and she is mad. And I'm like, well, crap. Are you? She's known for a while who I'm taking to the concert. Are you mad at me? Did I say something wrong?
Yeah.
I just got an email from Al asking me to print out Taylor Swift tickets for Nick. Do you not remember that Amy's name was also mentioned?
Oh my God.
She really loves Taylor Swift. Al, you could have emailed me the tickets. I would have printed them out discreetly and nobody's feelings would have been hurt. No, you have to go stab my best friend in the back. Sending her some Taylor Swift tickets for Nick.
You're upgraded to best friend.
Use them. Who's more of a super fan than Nick?
That's pretty close.
Sorry, I yelled.
So I think, can Amy just have the ticket?
Well, Al, there's
Amy,
a line
would you like to buy a couple of Taylor Swift tickets?
I'm surprised again.
I bought these tickets for Nick. So, Nick, these are your tickets.
So it's up to him to decide.
Now I'm the bad guy?
Sorry about you.
It's up for you to decide now.
Amy, thank you so much for printing them.
There you go. So, it's totally up to you. If you want to go to the game, you want to go to the concert, it's your call.
Al.
Now he's put me in this position.
Yeah, you put me in this position.
Exactly.
Oh, this is awkward.
No.
See, do I go back to my alma mater for a really big game?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I go
to your
I thought you were
same
a super
vicinity
fan.
As my free pass?
Or do we give it to caller number 13?
No, I think I got to give it to Amy and her daughter.
Yay!
I have to.
He went with the daughter card.
I have to give it to
Elena, don't get mad.
There you go.
He's taking it.
I've been to concerts before.
Sure.
But to go to a Taylor Swift concert as a little girl, I am not a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Really?
It would probably mean a lot more to them, right?
Amy's going to the show, after all.
Good.
Elena, Justin, and Trey, you guys are not.
I really was mad. Like, I was slamming doors when I told you, when we went to, I think we went to the restroom is when I told you that Big Al asked me to print someone else tickets to Taylor Swift.
I remember specifically you kicked the door open as we're walking out and Big Al was walking by and he's like, man, I messed up. And I'm like, you do not know how bad you messed up, because he had realized that Nick was busy that weekend. He did not realize that he hurt your feelings.
Yes. That was so uncalled for. Obviously, he didn't do it on purpose to, like, rub it in my face. But, I mean, come on. I give him my almonds. Can't even.
But most importantly, how do you feel knowing that you have upgraded my life in the last 3 years, that you are now best friend and first choice to Taylor Swift?
This is really, I want to thank the podcast, because I really think it's brought us closer together. And I'm not just your adventure buddy or work in quotation friend.
She's my work best friend, y'all. Get it right. So that was hilarious to listen back to. Okay, so now, most of us is getting ready to go to see Taylor Swift. And so On Cloud Wine podcast had us on, Alicia and Anna, and we did some Taylor-okey to see who knows the most Taylor Swift lyrics. So Alicia's not a big Taylor Swift fan. She was hosting and she had me and you team up together and face off against Anna and Nick to see who knows the most Taylor Swift lyrics.
Are you ready for it?
So this is kind of funny that we're doing this, because yesterday I sent my friend a direct message on Instagram of myself singing, and she reported me on Instagram. Like, she, like, reported it.
What? So what happened?
She thought my singing was so bad. She, like, reported it. I think she just, like, reported the message, not, like, my actual account.
That's hilarious.
So that's how bad I am at singing, so you should be very excited for this episode.
All right. Are y'all ready?
Yes. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Hold on. Are you ready for this?
There's a reason that Alicia's not competing, because it's definitely Are You Ready For
It? Not this.
Not this.
Close enough. Oh,
burn.
Close
sick
enough.
Burn. Sick burn.
Okay, if that's close enough, then I'll accept that leniency on all of the lyrics we kind of fudge.
Yeah.
Anyways, hi, I'm Alicia.
And I'm Anna.
And this is On Cloud Wine. And doing a special little episode today. So everyone do a little roll call, please. To my left.
Hi, I'm Lacey.
And I'm Amy. We're on Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
And I'm Nick Adams. I'm from the Shut Up Podcast.
And Justin did not join us.
Yes. I'm so excited.
You're excited that Justin isn't joining?
No. Sorry, just for this episode in general.
So I think I'm the only one in here that's not a true Swiftie. Mm. And the only one not going to her concert.
But you're a cat fan. You're a cat fan and not a Taylor Swift fan.
So I'm a bigger fan of her cats than of Taylor.
That's so weird. Gross.
It's got to be the worst thing about Taylor Swift.
Her cats?
Is her cats.
That she likes cats?
She has made cats adorable, though. Her cats do not like cats at all, but she has made them pretty darn adorable.
She's done a lot for the plight of the cat, but it still has not won over the hearts of everyone.
Ed Sheeran has a cat that looks kind of like Taylor's cat. Mm-hmm. So, whatever.
Well, I have to ask real quick from everyone, what are you most looking forward to at the show? Lacey.
I'm just excited to go to another Taylor Swift show. This is going to be my second one that I attend.
Wow, jealous. And when was the first one? What?
I went to her 1989 tour like 3 years ago.
Okay.
I'm excited to just see what she brings this time. I love her and her positivity, but she's kind of turned that around on this album. So I want to see how the evil Taylor is going to be in concert. And I'm bringing my girl Amy, so that's really cool.
Girl day!
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
I don't know if I'm more excited about Taylor Swift or another wonderful outing with my girl.
Aw, that's
cute. Wow, that's really sweet.
And this time it's just us two. She's not inviting someone else.
You know what's funny about that? Y'all are so cute, which probably makes your podcast even cuter. My co-host Anna had tickets to the show, and guess who she didn't invite?
Oh.
Me.
Oh, sure didn't.
I'm just going to call her out real quick. Anyways,
I have it on the record that she said she doesn't like Taylor Swift.
So I respect her as an artist, and I would go if the tickets are free.
I wasn't going to give them to you for free.
Well, anyways, Amy?
I'm excited about singing along to all the songs and all the snakes. Sorry, Anna.
Gross. I hate snakes so much.
Nick?
I'm excited to see who her special guests will be.
Yeah.
She always brings a special guest everywhere, so I'm excited to see who that
true.
Is. Maybe it's going to be Selena Gomez because they're BFFs and Selena's from the area.
True.
Maybe it won't be Demi Lovato.
Ooh.
But I do not like this version of Taylor. I don't like Dark Taylor. Mm. It's not fun.
You miss the old Taylor.
Snakes are like so 10 years ago. Snakes are out. I don't like this. And I don't like that she keeps bringing up dirt with Kim Kardashian and Katy Perry. Taylor, you're above that. Be above them. And now she's writing songs and like making it a big deal. I don't like that, Taylor. But I am excited to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought my tickets from Anna.
Yes.
So thanks, Anna.
You're welcome, Nick.
Yes. I need to Venmo you.
I need to give you the tickets.
Okay. I'll Venmo you when you give me the ticket.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
An invitation, Anna. That's all I was looking for.
Oh. Nick, who are you bringing? Are you bringing Alicia?
My wife.
Oh, man. I can babysit. It's cool.
Oh, before we play, so last Taylor Swift concert, I made a really, my wife was really upset with me.
Why?
And it has to do with Amy.
Oh.
It doesn't have to do with you personally.
Did she want them?
Yes.
Oh,
she hates me.
No, she doesn't hate
you. She straight up hates me.
No. It's me. I'm the one that made it. You didn't do anything wrong. So it was Al got me, he knew I was a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Al got me tickets to the Taylor Swift concert,
but
already had plans to go to a big football game. And so
you chose football over Taylor?
I choose
football too. It's
and
fine.
So he was, and Al said that because like he didn't get me a wedding gift. Aww. So he got me these tickets instead. And I was like, oh, I'm going to this football game. So I'll just give them to Amy. So that's not your fault, Amy. It's my fault because later my wife was like, I could have gone.
Oh.
It's my wedding gift too. And I was like, oh, wow. You're right.
So how did she react when you told her you were going this time?
Oh, she was very excited.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she was super excited.
Is she going without you?
No, I'm going. No, we're going together.
Good.
Well, tell her I'm sorry that you made a terrible
mistake. It's not your fault. It's not your fault at all. Did you have a good time last time?
I had such a good time.
Yeah,
I took my daughter Morgan and we're big fans. So.
Good. Oh, yay. Yeah. Well, that's good to hear because Anna and I brought y'all on to do a...
Alicia, you didn't ask me what I'm most excited for.
Oh, I'm sorry, are you going? Oh, that's a funny go.
I had an answer ready.
Okay, Anna, what are you most excited?
So I heard that at every show, Taylor plays a secret song. And I'm so excited to find out what our secret song is. It's like one song that's like different on the set list every night.
Oh. Like a song of her
own?
Oh, so it's not
a song of her own. So like a throwback that she hasn't played in the past few tours or like a like fan favorite that she just doesn't play. Like there's like one song that she plays every night. That's like different every night.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they're calling it the secret song, but I haven't looked at the set list because I don't want like spoilers. So I won't really know until afterwards, but I'm still excited because I'm going to assume it's a throwback. So though.
I hope it's ours. I've never heard her sing ours.
That'd be so
Elevator
cool.
buttons and morning air. That's all I got right now. I know the rest, but I'm not going to give my goodies away.
Oh my gosh.
Early on.
Anyway, continue.
That's exciting. I didn't know that.
I interrupted you. Go on.
No, thank you for your answer.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like to be involved.
And you are. And we brought all of you on because we want to do a an honor for concert and the fact that you are all going. Yes. We're doing a Taylor-O-Key contest.
Woo!
With Swift questions at the end.
Okay.
All right.
I'm real nervous.
I wanted to give the winner a prize. The prize did not show up today.
Sorry, I forgot. I was going to bring a bottle of wine.
And then Lacey was like, don't do prizes. Make the loser do something.
Yes, punishments, always.
Yes. So the punishment, which I thought about. The losers have to record themselves saying, I hate Taylor Swift, and play it in their podcast at least 3 times.
Oh, I don't
so
like this.
Three times during one podcast or for 3 consecutive weeks? I guess one
Anna,
time.
What do you think?
I say up to one, you, however you want to work
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can just work it in.
Okay. Sometimes you do episodes that it doesn't fit. So.
Okay.
Or just randomly throw in, I hate Taylor Swift.
But that just makes me so sad because it's not true.
Well, you better not lose.
Oh, we're not. We're not going to lose. Don't worry.
So, are y'all nervous?
Yes.
I am right, kind of confident.
Confidence, girl. Kinda. Confidence.
Yeah. So, the thing is I'm terrible with lyrics. I always make up my own. And whatever.
Well, guess who's going first in Taylor-O-Key? Oh, you no. are, since you're so confident in
so
yourself.
So, how's the order working?
So, I have 5 songs. Now, Anna, I guess I can kind of speak to you since you are my co-host.
Yes.
There's 10 songs total. Mm-hmm. So, we can split it up. Because Amy and Lacey are a team, and you and Nick are a team.
Mm-hmm.
So we can split 5 songs per person. Per team, and y'all can try to sing it together and see how many you get out of the 5.
Sure. Or if they get it wrong, we can steal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or do you just want to do song, and
like
someone tries to steal?
I like, you play a song for Amy, and she doesn't get it, so then, like, me and Nick try to steal, and then, like, the next round, you play it for Lacey, and if she doesn't get it, then we try to steal, and so on.
Want to do that?
Kind of like when, like, on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, like when we play Battle of the Sexes, you know?
Cool. Do all 10 songs?
Yeah. Yeah.
That way, and then if it is a steal, your team can try to guess together,
and
right?
And then, so since there's 5 total, can the last question...
Well, 10 songs total.
Right, but per team, is the last question a team question? So it's like, we each get 2, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then a team question.
Yes, let's do it.
For the questions, for the songs?
For the songs, I mean.
Oh, sure.
Okay, cool.
2 each and then a...
And then a team.
Team?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Awesome. I'm so excited. We're going to win. Do you want to hear a team name?
Yeah.
Name. I asked y'all for team names. And then if it's super funny and creative, I'll give you a little point.
We'll let Loose Lips give their team name first.
Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Give it to me.
Are you going to share it? Oh, I thought we were going to try to do it together.
Oh, no, that's not going to work.
Okay. Red Lips and Shake It Off Hips. Woo!
Yeah, we're going to win. You know what? That's pretty good.
Do you want to know the ones that did not make it?
That's cute. That's cute.
Yes.
Real cute.
Cute.
Swifty Squad Smooch. Tay. .. Never mind. I think we've already decided. Those were all from Amy.
That wasn't really a name.
A long name.
Lose Reputation.
Oh, that's a cute one.
Not bad.
Cute.
Feeling like 22 points. It's a winning team, baby, just say yes, which is from Romeo and Juliet, if you couldn't tell, because I'm not very good on key. And More Points, Less Cats. Those are the ones that didn't make it.
Sounds like my kind of title right there, yeah.
Okay. Well, be ready to be blown away.
Wait, hold on. Loose Lips and Red Pants.
No, Red Lips, Red Lips and Shake It Off Hips.
Oh.
Your Loose Lips and Red Pants.
I was half listening. All right, next team.
Well, we are the...
Are we singing at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay,
we are the Look What You Made Me Duo.
Oh,
that's pretty cute.
Good one.
That's pretty cute.
Who came up with it?
Nick.
Nick. Yep.
Alternative was All You Had to Do Was Slay. But
I like Look What You Made Me Duo.
That's really catchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a Nick Adams original.
I'm not jealous at all over that name. Not in the least bit.
That's kind of pretty good. Sorry,
all 15 of mine that I named was not nearly that good. But I still want a point for creativity.
All right.
Let's do this.
Ladies.
Yes.
Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Amy, you're going to go first.
Oh, gosh.
Would you like Lacey to go first? I'll give.
Okay.
Lacey. Don't peek over here. Lacey, step to your left.
I am blind. It does not matter. You think that I can read that? I don't even know why I can legally drive. No.
I have that on record. Fine. Okay. Lacey, here is, and again, they're little, like, small snippets. And then it's just going to stop going. And you have to finish the lyric, okay?
Okay.
Finish as much as you can.
We're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time.
At the same time, oh yeah, I think about you, I'm feeling 22, a thing, all right, and next to you, a thing.
Okay, yeah, you're good.
Can we steal?
Yeah,
that's my legit answer. Okay. I do not know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's
the
okay.
only word she said was 22, and that's the title of this.
All right, I'm going to give y'all a steal.
Can you replay the clip?
I can. Are y'all ready?
Should we sing it together when it comes on?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Go.
We're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical, oh yeah.
Tonight's the night when we forget about the heartbreak. It's time. Uh-oh. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
How much of the answer is needed?
Also, I would like to point out
that... sentence or two. But she has such a big smile, I just can't let her like keep on going.
But it depends if that was from the first time she says that verse or the second time, which I took a wild guess. Because they're different lyrics.
Ooh.
Let's find out.
We're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time.
I think Anna was closer.
You know what, Anna? I'll be really honest. I'm going to give you a point because you only got one word wrong.
That's cheater. True. I only got one word right.
And anyway. I know we said we were going to answer that together, but I realized when we were hearing the clip again that I was just thinking of the words that she already sang.
Oh.
I wasn't thinking of, yeah.
Well,
so
I
good
was,
job.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was going to be the first one or the second one. But
you don't have to sing together. If y'all know it,
sure.
Take a solo.
Okay.
You know? All right.
Yay! 1 point.
So, 1 point to y'all.
Look what you made me duo.
All right. Next song. Who wants to go? Nick?
I'll go.
Nick?
You just got a point for
you
us.
Got this.
All right.
I apologize ahead of time. I feel
you're
like I should be
great.
Better than this, but
I'm we'll already see. Proud.
Okay.
Well, I'm proud that you're the only guy that I invited who
give
I would
it a shot.
Think that you would know this. All right.
Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend.
Is it gonna be forever? Is it gonna go down in flames? And it's over. If the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane.
Lacey, wrong team.
He knows it though. I know that one. Why didn't you play that one for me?
What?
You want to go easy? I feel favoritism.
Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend.
I like a little squeeze.
So it's gonna be forever. Or it's gonna go down in flames. When you tell me that it's over. If the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane.
You know, it was just to finish like one or two sentences. But y'all are really feeling yourselves. So I'm not going to stop y'all.
Just stop when it feels
would
right.
Would you stop someone from performing Shakespeare? No?
Oh. All right. Ladies. Redemption. Amy, you got this.
I doubt it.
Why don't you play us another song we probably wouldn't know?
Whoa. Whoa. You want to take your only point away?
Wait, why did their creativity point?
Their creativity point.
Oh, good.
Your pity
It's
point.
Like writing your name on the page. You get a point for that, you know?
How many points does the duo have?
I think like a half a point for stealing,
you have three.
Right? Is stealing a whole point or a half
point?
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Whole point. And then I have 10 questions. Again, the Swift questions at the end.
That's scary.
And those can, ladies, I mean, this is early in the game, but, you know, if you're losing in the end, these can help you. Okay.
I'm having a panic attack. We're going to have a comeback.
Amy, close your eyes. You're at the show. You're ready to see Taylor. She comes on, and you hear.
You could have been getting down to this sick beat. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh, my God, but I'm just going to shake.
To the fella in the back, something itty bitty bop.
the player over there with the hella good hair. Why don't you come over, baby? Well, just shake, shake, shake.
It's not Lacey's turn to answer.
No. We're a it's team. Amy's. Y'all got to answer together. Why can't I answer?
Because it was a steal. It was a steal.
First. I steal first.
No. That's what the group
calls. Lacey never follows directions.
No.
It's okay. I'm down with that.
Anna, Anna, would you like to steal?
I stick by my partner.
Do we still steal even though Lacey's saying it?
I don't care. This game's rigged. Just give him a point.
That was an easy song.
Here we go, guys. You could have been getting down to this sick beat. My next man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my God. I'm just going to shake it
to the fella over there with the hella good hair. Come on over, baby.
Shake.
Yeah, Nick.
Shake. Yeah.
Perfect. Sorry, guys. Ooh, the nice. Duo. Another point.
Killing it.
Amy. Chin up. Confidence.
She's fine. My girl kills it at karaoke. And there's a lot more people in karaoke
and
than
And there's
in here.
Words on the screen. That's why I kill it on karaoke.
Amy, there's only 7 more songs.
Oh, great.
Y'all got this. Come on.
We have a chance.
Yeah, totally. And again, the questions can, I mean, y'all can beat them in the questions.
Yeah, they're still mm-hmm. trivia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, who, Amy, or Anna.
Excuse me.
Anyways.
Yes.
Anna, yes. Are you ready?
I'm nervous. Okay, go. Hit me. Are you ever thinking of me? Sometimes when I look into your eyes, I pretend you're mine all the damn time.
I had to say, Nick is staring at you like a proud dad.
He's like
yes, coach. Honey, yes. Yeah, you're like, killing it. You got
like,
it.
I was like Serena's coach.
I know.
Did you see me coaching? You didn't see me coaching.
Yeah, he's like my count. Coach. And I know that's Nick's favorite on that album.
It's one of them.
One of them.
Right, the sexy dress song is.
That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Another point.
Oh, for the imagine duo. How hyped I'm going to be at the actual show.
Right?
All right, ladies.
Okay, just because I don't know all the words doesn't mean I'm not going to do mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't. It just means.
I'm going to give y'all a pretty easy one that was super popular. Even I know the full lyrics, and I don't even listen to her most recent music.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for the easy one. Go ahead. You didn't have to preface it like that. You could have just.
Do you want a hard one?
No. Go.
Do you?
No.
3 minutes ago, you asked for give us easy ones.
I'm just Lacey. Saying, you don't have to set it up like that. Like, oh, I know you're
Lacey,
get
the
this
next
word,
one
obviously.
Was an easy one, anyways. Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Mm hmm. Anyone when he's with me, he says he's so in love. He's finally got it right. Damn it. The teardrops on my guitar. The only thing good than the wishing on a wishing star.
All right,
he's the one.
Yep. Lacey,
he's
yep. the one. Yep.
He's the anyone when he's with me. He says he's so in love.
Ready?
He's finally got it right.
Take it away.
I wonder if he knows he's right. All I think about at night. He's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar. I got it.
You got it. That's point. So that's easy. Point.
Good job.
Thanks.
See? Team player.
Thanks.
Sportsmanship.
What's the current score?
Man, Nick! It is 5-2.
5-2.
Oh, okay.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Second place!
Number two.
All right.
All right, Nick, you got this.
Nick.
Sure, sure.
Are you ready?
Sure. Na smile, na him, na hi, na don't know it, na na my.
That's a great point.
I didn't get it.
Hold on.
She didn't get the point.
Hold on. That was a great instrumental. Ladies, do you have a steal? Let me play it again. You want me to play it again?
Play it again, please. Because big girls don't cry.
Are you kidding? Fergie?
Well, does anyone really know it?
Amy, do you know it?
I don't.
I don't think we'd get a point for it.
Can I try it anyway?
Sure. You know what?
No.
What's the... Can we do solo? I asked Amy. If Amy knows it, I'll let her steal it as a solo.
I don't know the lyrics to most songs. I gotta steal nothing.
Amy, it's okay. We'll see if you know it.
Okay. Give it to me one more time. Take a breath, take it in. Something's up. Na 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 fun on the football
oh
team.
All right, here we go.
I said
here
the same thing.
I know.
You were close. Y'all all went in the right direction.
Me too?
Lacey, you went in the perfect direction.
Okay, great. Awesome. 15.
I used to cry to that song. All right, no points.
No points.
No points. No point.
Sorry, Anna.
Oh, you're
sorry.
Good. You're good. We still got the lead.
Yeah.
Amy.
Yes.
Amy.
I'm so ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for it?
What if that was the next song? I said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair. His clothes are in the room. And his voice is a familiar sound.
But this is getting good now. I know it.
Oh. Can I hear it one more time?
You can.
I'm so sorry. I said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair. His clothes are in the room. And his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever. But this is getting good now. So long. So handsome as hell. It's so handsome as hell. That's all I got.
Yay!
Celebrating doesn't mean you get a point.
Team spirit. I said no one has
to know what we do. Are we trying to steal or is this the finished product? Is this
I said only a sentence or two. And his voice
is a familiar
sound. Wow. This is another pity point for you guys. Congratulations.
He's so
and handsome as hell.
Good job, baby.
He's so bad, but he does it so well. And when we've
had our very last kiss, my last request is say you remember me.
I guess we can just get like two words right out of the like 20.
She said he's so tall, handsome
sentence.
As hell.
Yep.
Sentence.
She said, I'm on a tall and handsome.
Oh, Amy, you're so stupid because you don't know every single word to every single Taylor Swift song. You so dumb.
Knew? People are so people are so competitive about Taylor Swift.
It's me.
I did enjoy hearing Nick say he's so tall and handsome as hell. So who's next? Who's
me.
Next?
Me.
You ready? We have two songs left. All right.
And before the group one?
Thank you for reminding me.
So then this
these
is
are the last
group.
Two. These are groups. Yeah.
This is a group song.
This one's
it.
A group and the next one, the one for them is a group.
Okay, cool. How does that work out though? Because they went before us.
I don't know.
Yeah. Just go with it. Okay.
As long as
and
the
y'all
points
can
are still even. Because then they've had one more question to ask. I'm just saying.
Do y'all want me to repeat the scoreboard right now?
One more question that y'all stole, probably.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, are y'all ready?
Group question?
Sure.
Okay.
By not being mine.
You're so gorgeous.
I can't say anything to your face.
Just look at your face.
You're gorgeous. And I'm so you ruin my life by not being mine.
You're so gorgeous. I can't say anything to your face.
Just look at your face.
Point.
Woo!
I feel like that was way too easy for y'all.
It was. Well, I still think we're missing one, but okay.
Anna! This is a fake game. Anyways, ladies, are you ready for the guess?
Yes.
All right.
Walking the streets with you and your worn out jeans. I can't help thinking this is how it ought to be. Laughing on a park bench, thinking to myself, hey, isn't this easy? And you
walked in with your something tore up jeans, something, something. Like it's supposed to be.
One more time.
Okay.
Walking the streets with you and your worn out jeans. I can't help thinking this is how it ought to be. Laughing on a park bench, thinking to myself, hey, isn't this easy? And you.
I got nothing.
Okay, I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm going to guess the next lyrics to that song is, I knew you were Brooklinen. Does that sound right?
Nope.
Okay, well, I don't know the song anyway, so now would be a great time to talk about Brooklinen.
Yes.
I am in love with my Brooklinen sheets. So is my husband, Jeremy. He can't quit talking about them. Whenever people come over, instead of showing them, hey, here's our different rooms. Here's the crazy girl art room. Here's my man cave. Instead, he's like, here's our bedroom. Come touch our Brooklinen sheets. And I know that sounds weird, but really, he does. He's in love with them. So am I.
And it's really easy because whenever I'm putting them on the bed, it's got that cute little tag at the top. And whenever the duvet's got the little tie-in, so it doesn't shift around inside. Mm-hmm. So I'm really loving these sheets.
Yes, the duvet keeps your comforter in place. I don't have an actual duvet cover, but we went ahead and stuck my quilt in there, and it stays right in place. There's no having to find the quilt. It is easy to make your bed now because you're not putting them on wrong anymore. It tells you where your sheets are supposed to go, where your fitted sheets are supposed to go. They make it convenient and super comfortable.
Yeah, saves time, looks great, and they feel great too.
And if you don't believe us, you can go check out their reviews. They have over 20,000 five-star reviews. So we're not the only ones who's loving them.
That and they're the winner of the best online bedding.
Yeah, they're better than any of the hotel sheets that I've ever slept on before. And you like to call me bougie. You know? I like to stay at nice places. And these really are the best sheets ever. They are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com is given an exclusive offer right now. You don't even have to sing Taylor Swift songs to get them. Mm-hmm. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you'll love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code LOOSELIPS. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever.
Good answer. Can we steal?
Would you like to steal?
Yes, please.
Would you like me to repeat it?
Please.
Walking the streets with you and your worn out jeans. I can't help thinking this is how it ought to be. Laughing on a park bench, thinking to myself, hey, isn't this easy?
And you've got a smile that could light up this whole town.
I haven't seen stage. It in a while since so you brought me down.
No.
And that's our answer.
Walking the streets with you and your worn out jeans. I can't help thinking this is how it ought to be. Laughing on a park bench, thinking to myself, hey, isn't this easy? And you've got a smile that could light up this whole town. I haven't seen it in a while since she brought you down.
You say you're fine, I know you better than that.
That is a clean steal. Congratulations. Woo! To the duos.
Woohoo!
All right, but it's not done. That was just Taylor Oakey.
Woohoo!
You can redeem yourself. I have 10 questions. Who would like to go first? Which team?
I want the easy questions.
Both teams will answer 10 questions, okay. Trivia about Taylor Swift.
Like rapid fire? Is that what you said?
No, I mean, because it's just how many you can get. If you don't know it, we skip it. That's
okay.
It.
Y'all are the winner of the first round.
Of the first round.
Y'all want to go first or do you want us to go first?
Anna, we just talked about this.
We'll go first.
We'll go first.
We'll go
all
first.
Right.
What
all
is
right.
the current score?
The current score is 6-3.
Woo-hoo! Not too bad. Not
ladies,
too bad.
Again, yeah. 10 questions. But here's how this is going to work. Y'all are going to move into another studio, so oh. y'all can't hear the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn the mic on in there. Okay. No cheating.
I'm going to go look at Wikipedia. No, that's so lame. Okay. I'm really bad at trivia, just like in general.
Sure.
Like I get really nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see how this goes.
And so are these, are we answering these as a group or are we answering
yes.
these individually?
Group.
Cool. Okay.
10 questions.
Okay.
Great.
Point for every question you get correct.
And do we have like a few seconds to answer, talk amongst
yeah.
ourselves?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. I hope.
But if you don't know it, we skip it and I don't
sure.
go back.
Sure. That's fine.
Okay.
All right.
They better not be able to hear us in there.
Make sure.
Hello, Amy. Okay.
They're all good. All righty. Are y'all ready for the first question?
Yeah.
Okay.
When is Taylor Swift's birthday?
It's in December.
And her favorite number is 13.
Is it December 13th? I thought
I
it was later
so.
In December.
December
13th, it's 1989. Sure, I'll go with that.
December 13th, 1989.
That is correct.
All right.
One.
I'll just go ahead and throw this out there early. Christmas Tree Farm. Was that an answer?
I do know
answer?
What you're talking
Is
about, but
answer?
It's not. Nope.
Oh, man. She's going to Christmas Tree Farm.
All right.
Olivia Benson.
Shut
and,
up.
What's the other cat?
Meredith.
I'm running. I will take a point away.
Is that one or 2 points?
No, it's not. Taylor is currently on tour. Duh. She uh-huh. has two openers. Who are they? And please sing a quick snippet of a song.
Well, it's Charlie XCX and
Camila Cabello.
Havana,
Unana.
And then what's Charlie XCX? She's
XCX,
boom, clap
the
sound in my heart.
The beat goes on and on and on and on.
I don't like Charlie XCX.
I'm
like
more excited.
Camila.
I'm very excited for Camila.
Yeah.
Who's the first opener?
Charlie.
This is an in question.
It's got to be Charlie.
Probably
XCX.
Charlie. And then Camila.
All
I
right.
just assume.
Third
I
question.
Assume.
What is Taylor Swift's lucky number?
13.
How many siblings does Taylor have?
Just one.
One brother. Named Austin.
Who's an actor?
In 2009, Taylor Swift won an MTV Video Music
Kanye
Award
West.
For you don't even know the question.
Video of the year, Beyonce.
For best female video, beating out Beyonce and causing Kanye's huge mic seal.
Right.
What music video won her the award?
Oh.
Oh man. Okay.
Great.
Let's see.
Question.
2009 must have been.
That's not Red.
Was it? It was it.
It's
speak
whatever's
now?
Before it. Red. Or yeah. So
speak now. And Speak Now has...
What are the big songs on that?
it's the We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Is it that... Is that Red? Or is that Speak Now?
Speak Now is like Mine and... shoot. And the song Speak Now. Mean? That's...
I'll go with whatever
that
you
song
say.
Speak Now. I don't know. I just named like... Have we named it already?
No. Whatever the first just one... Wondering. Whatever the first thing you said was. Whatever your instinct was.
I don't know.
Go with the gut, Anna.
Whatever your
Make
gut
a decision.
Was. What was the first one you said?
I said, we are never getting back together.
Sure.
Is it that
the,
one?
The final answer?
Sure.
Nope.
What was
what
it?
What was it?
You Belong With Me.
Ah! We just sang that. We just sang that.
True or false? She is the youngest artist to win a Grammy for Album of the Year.
True.
I'm going to say true.
True?
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
She was really young. 50, it was like
she was like, she was 20 and she went for Fearless in 2010.
Yeah, she did.
Which so we were on the wrong album. 2009 must have been Fearless.
I guess.
Which famous Nashville cafe was she discovered in 2005?
I'm gonna guess Bluebird.
Yeah, same.
Bluebird.
Correct.
Wow. That was impressive.
Come on, everyone knows that.
Fix your glasses.
All right. Some people have dogs and cats as pets. Taylor has two hats herself.
Right.
But what weird thing does she have as a pet when she was a child?
I don't know. Does she have like a guinea pig or something?
I was going to say some sort of pig. She grew up on a farm.
Like a teacup pig?
I'm going to go out on a limb. Uh-huh. I don't know this.
Uh-huh.
And say some sort of like chicken or rooster.
Sure. I mean,
she grew up on a
she
farm.
She did grow up on a farm. Yeah. Works for me.
Chicken?
Chicken.
Chicken.
Wrong.
Oh, what was it?
Was it pig?
A hermit crab.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Nope.
Which celeb couple had their baby's adorable voice used at the
Ryan
beginning of
Reynolds
Gorgeous?
And Blake Lively.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Daughter named James.
James.
That's not a bonus. Last question. Taylor Swift was interviewed by Vogue for their popular segment, 73 Questions.
In it,
Taylor said what she would be doing if it wasn't singing.
Oh.
What is it?
Oh.
If Taylor wasn't singing, she would.
What would Taylor do?
She's a very kind-hearted person. Maybe she'd be like a teacher. Or
it might be something with animals. It might be like cooking.
Yeah.
But those all sound maybe too simple.
Maybe she'd be like a counselor.
No, that's too deep.
Or she might answer something funny, like say that she'd be like a magician or something, you know?
Whatever you want to say.
No, I answered the last one with whatever I wanted
to say.
Okay,
then I'm going to say she would have been a nurse.
Oh, that's a good one.
Final answer?
Sure, final
no.
answer.
Oh, what was it?
She said she wanted to work in advertising and create slogans for companies.
There you go.
Okay, still creative. Guess that. Okay, whatever.
Very creative. Boring. All right. All right, ladies, can you see me?
How many points
y'all got 7 points.
Out of 10. Nice. That's pretty good.
7. All right, will you knock on the window?
Sure.
Come on in, ladies.
Do we stay in here?
Yep.
Well, we've already answered. Yeah, we've already heard the questions.
Hey.
Welcome back, losers.
Hello.
Did you memorize Wikipedia?
No.
The entire thing.
No.
They're honest people.
All of it.
I just got to say, that was like the hardest.
Ow.
That was harder than the music.
That was pretty hard. Good luck.
All right.
Y'all are going to stay in here with us?
Well, we already know the questions.
We won't give you any reactions to our yours.
We'll just be spectators.
Just stare at my face.
I don't want to hear your mouths, okay? Whenever I get every answer correct-ish, I don't want to hear.
They got...
No, don't tell them.
Oh, I already know.
How do you know?
Schmitz.
Yeah, that could be Schmitz.
Well, that could be two different numbers.
That could be three.
I can't tell them how many you got right.
Okay, just go ahead.
Sure, do whatever you want.
Just ask the questions.
So they got 7
mm-hmm.
out of the 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Add that to our previous 6. FYI. So.
Let's see.
Mathematically impossible.
That's not true. We could tie.
I'm not good at math. I just.
Yeah, I was actually waiting for you, Nick, to calculate all those real quick. Okay. Are y'all ready to answer?
Yes.
All right. First question. When is Taylor Swift's birthday?
Wait, is it for both of us or her?
It's a team effort. Yes. Okay. Team it up.
Well, we both know it.
Yeah. December 13th,
1989.
Woohoo!
Wow, nice. 1 point. Taylor is currently on tour, but she has 2 openers. Who are they? And sing a quick snippet of a song.
Camila Cabello, Havana.
Welcome
to Havana.
No.
Who's the other one?
It's a chick. And it is
something to do with Vegas or Nashville or something.
Hold on. It's definitely a chick. I know it's a chick.
Joe something.
Wait, say again?
Joe.
A girl named Joe?
I don't know.
I guess that's possible. It's not Joe.
I have no idea who the opener is.
Don't know?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
You?
I don't know because I don't care. I won't be there in that time.
Aggressive.
I don't have it.
Okay, I'm giving you 0.5 point.
It doesn't matter. We've lost now.
Shh. I'm right half down. The other one's Charlie XCX.
Oh,
she's like the boom, clap.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Okay.
What is Taylor Swift's lucky number?
13.
Correct. How many siblings does she have?
She has a brother. I think that's it.
That's the only one I know of.
Final answer?
Oh, no. Did she go?
I hear reactions, which we weren't supposed to have any
duos.
Reactions.
What did I? I'm not
duos.
Even breathing.
Stop that, Anna. Stop breathing, please. I want to go with one because that's all that I know.
I only know
of the brother.
Final? Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Hey.
Brother's name is Austin. In 2009, Taylor Swift won an MTV Video Music Award for Best Female Video, beating out Beyonce, causing the whole Kanye thing. What music video won her the award?
Shoot.
It was the one that she performed live on that show. She was on the subway, and she had the shirt, the one that I couldn't know. I didn't know the lyrics. Tore up jeans. It's something, something. Right? I don't know the name of the song, though, because I don't know things.
Dang it. I don't know. I'm trying to just name a song because I'm trying to think.
It's on the Red album. I don't know. Sorry.
You belong with me.
Final answer?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yay!
Anna Markov or Amy. Dang it. Y'all need to change names. All right. Next question. True or false? She is the youngest artist to win a Grammy for Album of the Year.
Is that a question?
True or false?
True or false, yes. Did you say true or false before?
Yes, true or false. She is the youngest artist to win a Grammy.
Do you know?
I'm going to say false.
Oh, okay. We'll go with false.
False?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh,
it is true.
Shoot, really?
She won in 2010. She was 20 years old, and she won for Fearless.
Mm.
All right. Which famous Nashville cafe was Taylor discovered in 2005?
Do you know?
Bluebird.
Correct.
Wow.
All right. Why do you sound so surprised when she gets an answer correct?
I'm surprised.
All right. Some people have dogs and cats as pets. Taylor has two herself. But what weird thing did she have as a pet when she was a child?
Oh, gosh. Do you know?
A reptile? Because that's weird, Alicia.
Why not?
I'll go with
me.
I'll go with reptile. Reptile, final answer.
Give me a specific.
All of them.
No, you can't. No.
Iguana. I don't think it was snake. I don't think she had a snake.
The noise.
Do you want to guess?
No.
Okay, iguana.
No, it was a hermit crab.
Oh.
Hermit.
That's not unusual. Everybody had hermit crabs whenever they were younger.
That's a little unusual. No, like dog, cat.
We'd buy them from the mall and like they'd have painted shells and bring them home. That was a dumb question.
I did have one. They died.
Which celeb couple had their baby's adorable voice used at the beginning of Gorgeous?
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
That's correct. And last question.
Where's our ding, Nick?
Sorry. I was looking at Twitter. My bad.
Taylor Swift was interviewed by Vogue for their popular 73 Questions segment.
Uh-huh.
In it, Taylor said what she would be doing if she wasn't singing. What is it?
Do you know?
No, do you?
Teaching.
Final answer?
Yes.
Sure.
No.
Dang it.
That's what
she would be
too.
In advertising, creating slogans for companies.
Aw, man.
Oh, she's very creative. Doing a jingle. She'd be writing those jingles is mm-hmm. what she'd be doing.
She'd probably still be a millionaire.
She'd still be singing.
Yeah.
So how many points did we get that round?
You got 6.5.
Woohoo!
Ooh, y'all were so close.
Aww. Right here.
But so, not close enough.
Wow.
I'm not ashamed. I think we did pretty darn good.
Yeah, no, that was so awesome. Thank you guys for participating. Yeah,
and you're really all winners because you're all going to go see her show.
Yeah.
That's so true. I'm so excited. When I was driving the other day, I was just thinking about it and I teared up.
What? What? I got a few questions here. Who has the best seats for the concert? Where are y'all sitting?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I'd have to look. I know Jeremy told me it's not the best seats.
Mm.
1989, I was on the floor.
Shut up! Were you really?
Yeah.
No.
So that was really cool. Not this time.
That's my favorite Taylor's 1989.
1989 Taylor is a good Taylor. That, yeah, for sure.
I'm
for
up
sure,
in the 400s. Sure. I'm up at the very tip top.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm in the building. I didn't have tickets otherwise. So.
Well, that's what, because when I got those tickets, that was my only thing. I was like,
Nick, we are too. 436.
Okay. I don't know what
I think you're like 422 or something.
Yeah. Where are you?
I actually don't know because my boyfriend Ryan surprised me with tickets like months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he actually has them. So right. I actually have no idea.
What if it's front row?
I would have remembered if it was front row. Yeah. I would have for sure remembered. I don't think it's like floor or anything like that.
You know, it seems like every time there's a concert that someone gets engaged at the show.
If that's going to happen, I need to know because I need to go get my nails done.
Yeah, I think you need to get your nails done ahead of time.
No, you don't.
What if Ryan
Mine
shows
done.
Up out of nowhere and he proposes at the concert?
I would die. That would be the best place to do it, by
Taylor
the way.
Taylor Swift sees the sign, pulls you
on stage, and I marry Taylor.
Oh.
I was going to say, I hope I get proposed to by Taylor herself.
Now, what song is everyone looking forward to hear at the Reputation show?
Lately, I don't know why. I've been on a kick.
Mad at questions.
I've been on a kick listening to her song called Mine from the Speak Now album, but I don't think she's going to play. I haven't looked at the set list, but it's a really, really random song. I don't think she'll play it. But if she does play it, I am going to lose my mind.
My current fave is "This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things."
Oh, that's gonna be so much fun live.
Yeah.
This is why we can't have nice.
Yeah, that
things.
Will be fun.
Dark land. Because you break them and you take them away.
It's gonna be the best night of my entire life, and it hasn't even happened yet.
I don't know that song.
Okay, well, Alicia,
you don't count as a person. Nick, what are you most excited about?
Anyway,
I'm excited to hear "Dress." That is my favorite Taylor Swift song on the Reputation album.
Have you looked up the set list?
Nope.
Have you guys?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't plan on looking up it. And the thing that sucks is, well, it doesn't suck, but she's here two nights, and you guys are all going to the Saturday night concert, and I'm going to the Friday night concert. Mm-hmm. So I won't see you guys there, unfortunately.
And in our defense, we got our tickets first. But then she added another show.
So, I'm still a
winner. And it gets to go before us. Amy, what song are you most excited about?
Is it called "Don't Blame Me" or "Don't
Blame
Me"?
Don't blame me. Yeah. Love made me crazy. If it goes,
love that one. Doing it right. Now it's
gonna take me. Oh.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, it's kind of embarrassing that now there's all this like on the record of us just singing.
It's fine.
But I'm so excited. Woo! I'm going to cry. Thank you guys so much for doing this. Seriously.
Thank you all for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on and losing. Nick, it was great being your partner.
It was a pleasure, Anna.
Yeah. Red Lips and Shake It Off Pips, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You're the best partner in the world. I don't even.
That's not true.
I'm a winner because I always have Amy.
Aww.
Yeah.
You can listen to them on Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nick from the Shut Up Podcast.
Yes, thank you.
Minus Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Because Justin left. And we're on Cloud Wine.
Yeah, we're on.
Find us on Instagram at the On Cloud Wine.
Find all our other episodes at kidnation.com.
Yes. Okay, thanks, guys. Have fun at the show.
Woohoo!
I challenge all of you to not take your phones out at all.
No, check my Instagram story for the longest story you'll ever see.
Yeah, on mine, you're going to see, you know, when you go to someone like a meme account and it's just 30 dashes at the very top.
Yeah.
That's going to be me.
I'm going to be
far away, bad sound and everything.
Same. I'm going to be so annoying. I'm just letting you know ahead of time, but I'm so excited. It's going to be me singing.
So unfollow everyone this weekend. Thank you.
Hey guys, real quick. I want to go ahead and get one out of the way. I hate Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
This isn't your podcast. It doesn't count.
Oh, oh
true.
Dang it. Okay, I take it back.
So, Amy,
don't
how do you
it.
Feel?
Don't say it.
After that loss.
I don't feel good at all. I feel like I need to prove myself. I really am a Taylor Swift fan. I really am. But that did not show it.
I'm a huge fan, too. I'm just not always good at naming lyrics. I do have to say, though, you are an awful loser. You pouted for the rest of the day and was in a bad mood. Whereas I guess I'm so used to losing. It's not that big of a deal. I would rather have fun.
It's not fun to lose, though.
See, and exactly. You said that 1,000 times after we got finished.
I really feel that way.
But it was a lot of fun. I'm super duper excited about going to Taylor Swift with you.
Me too.
Do you think it's trashy that I'm planning on taking a flask?
No.
You support that?
Absolutely. I'll be taking one too.
Yeah. I'm going to be pre-making us some drinks and bringing that so we don't have to worry about it. Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips on Cloud Wine, Shut Up Podcast. Thanks for playing along with us. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave us a nice message. That would be super cool if you would do that. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials. We have been more Instagram obnoxious lately, so you might see more stuff from us. At Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Keep your hips loose.
Lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.